All right, this is the top 10 hosted by Nora's dad. The top 10 moments in the last year for us, as voted on by a panel of experts.
Name them.
Nora's dad.
That's right.
Really it.
We're down to the back half.
And Dave Ramey.
The top five here. Now, this is actually a very rare occurrence for a birthday show appearance, because I believe that Bob, Mino, Jake, and possibly even Julie were not in for this. Dan was here with Donovan. You also hear Mike Soroy and Justin Montemayor. This was in the height of the scooter craze, as they were being left all over Victory Park. And at the start of the show, you guys started talking to Justin about, guess what? Having one leg and being kind of heavy.
No way!
And so that transitioned into scooter talk, which brought us to, could Justin, with his body composition, ride one of these scooters? So, of course, you took a throng of P1s and a camera crew down to the plaza to find out.
Five.
Well, I'm right here with Justin. Justin, how are you feeling right at this very moment?
I'm questioning a lot of life choices. Maybe I should have gone into finance or medicine.
All right, Justin, you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right, so Justin is going to attempt to ride the scooter across the plaza.
Across the whole plaza?
Yes. So what we're going to do...
Okay, first of all, getting him off that wheelchair, like, down the steps is going to be...
He's going to start down here. So he brought his crutches, so I think he's going to walk himself down with the crutches, and then he's going to get on the scooter and then go across the plaza. Now, we do have a crowd of people out here just breathlessly waiting and anticipating to see if Justin can scoot his way around. Oh, look, they made a tunnel like a soccer game when he came down the ramp. It was so great. He's going to have orange slices at the end of this thing also.
Now, Mike Soroy is a gambling man. Do you feel like there's any kind of odds on whether or not?
Okay, Soroy, you are a gambling man. What are the odds that Justin can ride this scooter across the plaza?
I'm trying to get the AAC to turn these fountains back on, number one. So either he can jump them or maybe do some sort of slalom through them. I'm going to run alongside him like a JFK's detail, because I think he's going to fall, and I am willing for my friend to dive in between him and the hard concrete and take what has got to be a quarter to a half ton beating as a result. So I'm ready.
But he has on a helmet and knee pads, so he's prepared for any type of
fall.
What's
a ton? A ton is 2,000 pounds?
Yes.
Okay, well, he's not a quarter ton. That's silly. Come on.
All right, so now Justin is out of his wheelchair. He doesn't have the crutches. Okay, hang on. He's having a second thought.
When you start, the rules even say you have to push yourself forward like twice before the accelerator.
Let's just
start.
See if he can do it while holding Soroy's shoulder.
Well, Soroy, you're going to be his left foot.
Like
his right foot, okay?
That's courage right there.
Yeah, so Soroy will be his right foot. Justin's looking down at the scooter. He's thinking. He's trying to formulate a plan. Soroy is going over the instructions. Let's listen in like a judge.
Should be going very well. So the instruction, he has the instructions. I don't know if he was listening.
All right.
He's going to whip it around.
All right. So now Justin is preparing the scooter. He's moving it toward his only leg.
There's a real look of anticipation on the crowd's face.
A lot
of people kind of on the edge of the
all
seat.
Right. So Roy just looked at me with a straight face and said, this is a terrible idea.
All right.
So now...
Can he... he's not... Oh, no.
He's
balancing on...
He's using his missing leg to balance.
No.
Okay,
is he filming?
Even he said this is not going to be good.
No.
All right, hang on. Let's listen in to Justin.
I can't do this. Are you kidding me?
We're going to move you forward and just get into the gas. Just getting that gas.
You can do it.
Everything.
You can do it, Justin. Oh, okay. Now... He just said he's about to pull his groin because that's not missing.
How's that going to affect him adversely?
All right, so Soroy, what are you thinking right now?
I think you should absolutely not try this.
Well,
that's my sensible friend thing. Ticket-wise, yeah, we should just shove him and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, this...
Oh, no.
Okay, so he's trying to balance himself. He's trying to see if he can... Because he hasn't moved... Can I say stomp? Is that the midget of...
No.
Can I say that?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
There's no one.
Okay. Now he's off. He's on the scooter.
Yes.
He's rolling.
Yes.
He's rolling with Soroy and Sam. Can he do it? Will they let him go? There's no way they're going to let him go.
Don't let him go.
No way. Do not let him go.
Here he is.
the time.
Okay, I don't know what kind of help he needs, but oh, okay, so
he hopped off on one leg.
He did hop off. Yeah,
he can hop.
Like, this opens up all new possibilities
can
for Justin.
Can he jump rope?
That's the next challenge, to see if he could jump rope. Oh, now he's back
he
in the wheelchair.
He did it. Applause. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Justin.
Justin.
Let's go talk Justin. To Justin to see how it feels. All right, Justin, you successfully rode a scooter. How do you feel?
I've never felt more alive.
Boy, you know what? We need to talk to Saroy and Sam because they are the true MVPs around here. Saroy.
No, he didn't ride that scooter.
He just
leaned on me.
I think that
works
now, Mike.
And we pushed him forward a few feet.
Kind of a hater move by Saroy. I think that counts. I've seen the video. He's scooting.
Yeah, he did great.
He's scooting.
Boy, that's
and he was 1 pound under the limit.
That's high quality radio right there.
So, if we're keeping score, when you've left, Bob, we've gone to the plaza to pepper spray Fahey.
Yeah,
and put a one legged guy on a scooter.
All right, Mino, we have to decide what to do on the plaza this year because Bob's going to be gone after July 4th.
Yeah.
Jake is too, so
may
it's
never
up
come
to
back.
Me and you.
All right, so we're up to number four. In four. On our countdown.
Number four.
This right here, ladies and gentlemen, is my favorite Homer call of all time.
This is Salina and Argyle.
Mm.
A 4A Texas high school playoff football game.
Oh, no.
And what we have here is apparently the refs were involved in not making a call that these guys thought was a push-off as Argyle won the eventual game-winning touchdown with a 25-yard pass, 30 seconds left.
Come on, Argyle!
So this is the very end of the game.
Ow. Ow.
And this is a little long, this cut. But stay with it. I think you're going to think it's worth it.
So you got to go deep here. Not much else that you can do. Here's the snap. Point stays in on coverage. Watson hit from behind. The ball is loose. That's going to end the game. Zeroes across the clock. Argyle wins 26-22.
Not deserved. Sorry.
Mm.
Not deserved. You didn't deserve that one.
Oh, boy.
You know, when the officials give you that one at the end there, that's tough. That's really, really tough.
That's a heartbreaking loss right there, Roy. When you play the number one team in the state and you have them down 22-19 with 25 seconds to go in the game and they get a touchdown when they push off at the 3-yard line and go into the end zone. Salina played their guts out, Roy.
They did. You know what? They did. They have a lot to be proud of. This team, no one gave them any chance, even in the first week. And they didn't. They weren't given a chance, and so they have a lot to be proud of for responding the way they did. And you know what? If Argyle goes on and becomes the state champion, one bad call, and you can say, well, we should have beat the state champion. So. And they have a chance to do that.
Yeah, they do. Roy, I want to thank our sponsors. Also let you know President Bush passed away.
Oh, darn it.
President Bush 41 passes away. So just want to let you know that as well. Prayers to his family and to the country for a great man who served his country well.
Oh, my word.
While you're all sad,
by the way,
what a weird turn.
And how is this guy getting this info? He's just calling the final play of the game, yet
producer solemnly passes over a note.
Kind of makes you wonder how they would have handled it if they had won the end of the game. Would he have been able to work that in?
Oh, yeah, and HW dead.
He was so curt about it, too. Oh, and he's dead. It sounded like a Gordon interjection.
Yeah,
really did.
And then the guy's like, oh, I,
Boy, that makes this football game feel a little less.
I want to thank our sponsors. Also let you know President Bush passed away.
Oh, darn it.
And he said President Bush.
Thank our sponsors and also let you know.
That would be pretty shocking if it was W.
How about the...
He also sort of made it sound like the game was being sponsored by that announcement.
Roy, I want to thank our sponsors. Also let you know President Bush passed away.
Oh, darn it.
Darn it.
It's going to be tough to top.
That was Homer Call of the Year, too, right?
It was.
It won it all. You probably just said that.
There were two-time winners. I believe they are
glorious.
Approaching the dynasty, the Sturm dynasty.
Dynasty.
That's amazing.
All right, so that might have been number four.
Four.
But coming up next, the revival of the four drop.
How's that not four?
Should that be four?
It needed to be longer.
Let's change it.
Like, don't peel back the curtain.
Say
too
this
long.
One was three, and that one's going to be four.
So, yes, we have the revival of Dances with Wolves and Inception and Julie's debut on Christmas Song.